Chapter 24, the 39th Chaos Communications Congress in Hamburg. Still the silly season, but I am a member of the Green Party now. Long story, more on that later, I promise. I hate cops, especially border cops, especially when I have had no sleep the night before, and the border cop is asking me why I'm staying in Germany during Christmas. I thought she'd turn me back. Yes, I did not want to turn on my computer to show her my hotel documents. Alas, I was no longer European. I looked to my right, and all those EU people just buzzed through fine on their cards. No worries. I thought to myself, I want to be one of those people. She was obviously finishing up her shift soon anyway, it being so late, and she looked tired. She eventually just smiled as I tapped my heels, and my hotel appeared instantly. I'm in a room that contains only a bed and about 2 by 2 meters of walking space, plus a rail for my clothing. It cost me 50 euros each night, complete with communal toilets and showers. Germans. I was one week early for the world's biggest hacker conference in the centre of Hamburg. Yes, this was the 39th Chaos Communication Congress, or 39C3. The nice thing about Germany is that there's always a Lidl in sight at all times, so I had no shortage of sandwiches. I spent my first few days just wandering the streets of Hamburg, getting to know the place. One time the self-checkout machines were broken at Lidl. I watched a spirited discussion between an angry customer and a burned-out worker trying to calm the lady down. Germans. Yes, for several days before the conference, I walked around Hamburg all day as though I myself were German. I also spent a lot of time in my hotel room working on Libreboot and a tax return. Serious business. The first Chaos Communication Congress happened in the 1980s, and there were actually two of them at the time. The other was in East Germany. They both merged after German reunification. These people mocked, evaded, and generally sabotaged the Stasi for fun. CCC is sacred, and I would not sully it with English. I spoke German as often as I could the whole time. Next time, though, I'll know to say Ich möchte and not Kann ich haben in a restaurant. Yes. I spent time since October learning the language, October 2025, in preparation by watching nothing but the Bundestag debates and daytime news, occasionally actual shows. I learned the conjugations and learned to spell words as I heard them. I learned at a rapid rate, repeating everything, and I often spoke in German with ChatGPT, for example, poorly. However, I was then proficient enough to survive by the time I landed there. My first real German experience was a homeless man who ambushed me in the streets. His name was Stefan. I was frantically trying to buy a watch at a jewellery store, which was closing early due to Christmas, and the man just suddenly approached me. He just ambushed me. He started freestyle rapping. I thought I was being attacked, but then I recognised the beat. You know, I smiled and I laughed. He was a bit drunk. I could smell it on his breath. I thanked him for his performance, although I didn't actually have any money on me. I just had my card. He did hug me. He even kissed me on the cheek, which I didn't really mind. I mean, he was nice. A group of black teenagers with extremely thick accents showed me how to use the Hauptbahnhof train station at Hamburg, and as I needed to travel to Dammtor, where CCC was, at the CCH building. Their accents were extremely harsh, and I understood everything they said in German as they complimented me, sensing that I was in no way fluent, but otherwise comprehensive of their words, it seemed, a shock even to me. I apparently spoke passable German. They did initially ask me if I spoke English. I said nein, and they continued telling me how to use the train station, and I boarded the train to Dammtor. I also once gave a random lady directions. I did frighten one lady once when I said Entschuldige. The correct word is Entschuldigung, followed by eine Kurzfrage. But oh well, I felt incredibly pleased with myself anyway. I found that I was mostly able to speak German proficiently, although poorly, as my pronunciation was a little bit off. There was a restaurant that I ate at 3 times because I really liked the waitress in there. I never spoke English except when I was really tired. I was mildly annoyed that my non-EU debit card would have a surcharge applied to it when I ordered food. My money was apparently no longer European. Yes, I attended the Chaos Communication Congress. It is the happiest, gayest place in the world for 4 days. I'd been lucky enough that a person I'd befriended gave me her ticket as she had to cancel her trip. I'd failed to buy one myself in the infamous F5 lottery. tickets literally sell out in seconds. I mean, I've never seen so many gays, trans people and furries in all in one place. It's fucking awesome, and I never wanted to leave. The conference was also full of communists, many wearing cat ears. It was as though I'd entered queer heaven. I won't talk much about CCC itself, because, you know, it's an unwritten rule that what happens at CCC stays at CCC. I did, however, enjoy working shifts. I will talk about my shift work at CCC. I volunteered as part of CCC's Angel program, the Engel system, as it's called. In this system, any job that needs doing can be selected, and then you do them. Volunteer work, yes. The conference officially ran from the 27th of December to the 30th, but there was pre-conference, and some people hung around for a bit after as well, on the 31st. My first shift was on the 25th of December, working in a kitchen, scrubbing dishes. Yes, I did this instead of spending time with my family on Christmas Day. I found novelty in that, since I usually find Christmas to be false. I'm not a Christian, and I'm also not a child anymore. I don't need presents. You know, I worked in a cloakroom a lot from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. each day, because these early morning shifts also got you double points. There was a point system. You earn enough points and you get a certain number of meal tokens. With these, you could then eat for free in the Engelküche, which I did for every meal of every day. Fresh, nutritious, vegan food, because the chefs were all vegans and they had imposed their iron will on everyone else. I once guarded an emergency door, an emergency exit from accidental frivolous use, because Germans. I once guarded a lift for the same reason, again, Germans. There was also a dance. Several people were openly engaging in a sexual manner, also Germans. The Congress ran 24 hours around the clock, and I regularly slept in a hammock there. I rarely slept in my hotel. They had a room there where volunteers could just sleep. I once woke up at about 3 o'clock in the morning or so and witnessed the happiest, gayest rave of all time. The entire building shook. I did not take part, but seeing it did make me really happy. I also did trash pickup a couple of times. Someone showed me a really useful skill that they have on one of my shifts. They can whistle like a bird. They just sound like a bird. I thought there was an actual bird in the room. Cooler, bitter. I met and befriended several Germans as I sipped premium cola on the third floor. A child approached me on one of my trash shifts and offered me pancakes. What? Smiling at the child, I responded, "Nein, danke." My shift partner did have some. I later told him that I used to be a junkie for some reason, and that someone had once spiked my drink. The implication was that I'd been raped. I have no idea why I do this. It's just, it's just like breathing, basically. I liked the cloakroom shifts for another reason. I met a different shift partner every time. There were lots of interesting people at CCC, but it's quite noisy during the day. Talking to the same person for 2 hours can be fun. And every person has a different story. I did 4 hours, but it consisted of two consecutive two-hour shifts, and most people would only do a single two-hour shift. I met multiple people from multiple major free software projects who had booths and tables at CCC. They were all quite happy to see me, except one. But one of them annoyed me by asking me about LibreBoots. "Wait for my FOSDEM talk," I said, FOSDEM 2026. I had wanted to do a talk about LibreBoot at the Congress in German, but I was obviously rejected for the best, since I wasn't fluent enough at that point. I will only talk German at CCC. I did speak English to the GNUBoot developers. I got one of their stickers, several actually. Working the cloakroom during these hours also gave double points, yes, but also did not require as much effort. There were massive queues for it during the day, but it was almost dead in the early hours, so I could just sit on my laptop and mostly write code or whatever else I wanted. And the people that I was with were just really fun. You know, I enjoyed talking to them. On one of the shifts, I ate free soup because the chefs were going around giving free soup to everyone. You know, it was that was nice. I did not talk about LibreBoot. You do not talk about LibreBoot at CCC. I avoided talking about LibreBoot. I was there to enjoy CCC. I talked about LibreBoot at FOSDEM, not CCC. For some reason, I was really rude to one of my trash shift partners on one of the days. He was really just not confident at all, constantly stuttering. And he just really annoyed me. Like, he was just really incompetent at, you know, picking up rubbish and bagging it Yet he was also trying to guide me around, bossing me around. I think he was just nervous or something. I just told him to hurry the fuck up, Schnell, Schnell. At one point, with the same person, we passed a staff toilet that we weren't allowed to enter. He knew this because the sign said, Eintritt für Bolton. Well, because he's German, he said I can't go in there because Germans love rules. I am apparently not allowed to use a fucking toilet. I told my friend, das ist mir wurst, warte mal, bitte. Yes, I'm not walking hundreds of meters when there's a pisser right next to me, Germans. My German friends did not question my logic and just waited patiently, yes. Germans. Speaking of Germans and rules, I was once 1 minute away, 1 minute early from finishing my cloakroom shift, but my replacement arrived 1 minute early. So my supervisor told me 1 minute early that I was allowed to leave 1 minute early. She emphasized this several times, yes. I told my supervisor, jokingly, I still have 1 minute, so you now have a 50% increase to your workforce for 1 minute. She smiled, saying that I seemed more German than most Germans. Lovely lady. I hope to meet her again. I saw her a few times. The same lady was also running a workshop showing people how to pick locks and recreate missing keys from a given lock. She wanted you to have this skill. There was an electronics class, but I didn't go to that. It was mostly attended by children. Children are much less tolerant to broken speech, and my German wasn't really fluent. But yeah, I really wanted to teach them how to do microsoldering, which I'm really good at myself. I didn't really go to many talks. I did go to two lightning talks. There was one about Palantir, and there was one really generic talk from Die Linke, which is their left-wing party, who were there because CCC is obviously full of communists. Die Linke is obviously part of the heritage that was once the SED in East Germany, so make of that what you will. Anyway, I enjoyed them both. Several participants also recognised me. I'm sitting with my rucksack watching the talk. I didn't really pay them any mind. I was just sitting there minding my own business. A little bit weird. I don't really go to talks at conferences anyway, or I really only go to a few because you can watch those online. You know, I go there to meet people. I've got a sticker there that has the Pirate Bay logo with the caption, AI training data. You can't get that in a talk. Doing angel shifts also meant that I got limited edition stickers available only to angels. I once sat in a tent and drank tea. There was a tented area that served tea, just tea. I also read some communist literature, which the guy that I was speaking to said was not communist, but he smiled a lot more and chatted much more openly with me when I told him that I was once in the Communist Party of Britain. I did tell him that I'd since switched to the Green Party. He did not need to know that I was once a conservative. I liked him, you know. He also complimented my German. Got a lot of that at the conference. Yeah, most of the time was spent on shifts and sitting in the Engelküche. The contents of these conversations are obviously classified, but one of them was a furry, no relation. The reason was simple. I'd spent 2 weeks constantly conversing in German and listening passively to Germans. My German comprehension and speaking ability improved leaps and bounds. It was practice for my next Congress in 2026. Engelküche during the day and Garderobe between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. gave plenty of practice. I only spoke English in the cloakroom once because my shift partner on one of the shifts only spoke English. She was an American woman. She was all right. I also sat around a lot at random events. For example, there was a small corner corridor dedicated to the dancing plague of 1518, and everyone was being extremely gay, including me. One of the other angels in heaven, this is the organising room for allocating angel shifts, and it's also a general meeting place, berated me heavily. I wrote my real name instead of my Engel system username on my name tag, which hampered identification. I'd also not put it in a proper plastic protector, so the ink would rub off easily. I also used the wrong ink. I was also allowed only one, just one, name tag. He made sure to confiscate the first. I simply did as I was told, because I fully respected this very German man. I sat in his very chair the next day, and on several other days as well, welcoming new angels, registering them as having arrived. I could not type several of their usernames due to my US Dvorak keyboard. Typing umlauts just wasn't very practical. The other receptionists at Heaven did tell me that my German is excellent. I seem to comprehend German well and speak it well, given that I'd only been practicing it for 2 months at that point. It started from scratch in October 2025, and 3093 was in December 2025. Every German I met said that. One of them even said, ironically in English, "That's pretty sick." One of them later asked, because he'd seen me bragging about it online, and I was now bragging about it in front of him, "Bist du leer?" in his thick southern accent. He had to leave early, but I said yes. He seemed extremely happy at this point. I met Princess again from Potsdam. She didn't really see her that much. She said hello to me while I was walking to my cloakroom shift at 4 in the morning, eyes groggy and exhaling from my vape as I did. I just said, "Oh, yeah, you're right." And she walks the other way. Yeah, nice woman. I met Bunny Huang on one of my cloakroom shifts. Good guy, no relation. A man offered methamphetamine for free during cloakroom duty. I did not partake. You do not need drugs at CCC. CCC itself is the drug. No drugs for me. Only coffee and Engelwasser, both free of charge for angels. To be clear, I was in the cloakroom for 4 hours every day. I met the entire conference this way. Most of it, anyway. The temptation to stay up all night and just perk up on various stimulants was quite alluring to most people, so a lot of people did that. I also bought a Wasserkocher to make coffee in my hotel room, little Arabica. I would make it in my hotel room each morning as I showered and got dressed for my täglich Garderobe Engel Arbeitsschichten. I did not get a t-shirt. My friend and I were well gutted about that. I worked roughly 40 hours of Engel Arbeitsschichten in the space of a few days, which meant that I would now be eligible for easier entry into 40C3, the 2026 conference, precisely my purpose in working 40 hours of angel shifts. Most of my colleagues were extremely gay, or adjacent to it. I actually cried. I did catch CC cold, commonly known as Congress flu. Totally worth it, and this is all you get. Your head would explode if I told you all of it anyway, so... yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going there again in 2026.